Just a moment to taste the newness of life. A moment to recognize that yesterday was survived. Embracing every minute and the seasons we have. For despite life's challenges, there is all...
A wonderful good morning from the desk of the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. I am your host, Sean N. Graham, poet, author, speaker. I just love to write. I love to use the gifts that God has given me to share, to encourage, to motivate, to remind you to embrace every moment that God sends your way, good or bad, happy or sad. That's all we will ever get in this lifetime, moments. And I'm here to remind you to simply embrace them. On this episode of the podcast, it's not going to be long. It's the week of Thanksgiving. I know you might be in transit to go be with your families, be with your loved ones, be with your friends, be with your relatives. And I am just stopping by to remind you that wherever you may be, wherever this moment may take you, wherever this moment may find you, I want you to make the best of it. I don't want you to take it for granted. I don't want you to lessen the opportunities that you have been afforded to be in the presence of someone you love, someone you cherish, someone you care for. And even if you are in the presence of those you don't have a lot of love in your heart for, and that shouldn't even be the case, I want you to embrace the moment because you're able to gather. You're able to fellowship. You're able to partake of a meal. You're able to share a prayer together. So I want you to make the best of it, to put aside the differences you may have, put aside the grudges you have been holding onto for years, to put aside the differences you may have with somebody else, and find space in your heart to embrace each other. Find space in your heart to give God thanks for the food you can eat, the food you have access to, the clothes you're able to go in your closet and pull off and put on your backs. Give God thanks that you have a home you can leave from or live in or go back to. Give God thanks that you have money in your pocket. You can go buy gas at the store. You can go buy food. You can buy basic necessities. It's a season of Thanksgiving. Now, we do know that we should be giving thanks in all things. We do know that we should be giving thanks every day. We shouldn't be waiting for one day that's set aside by man to give thanks. We need to embrace the essence of Thanksgiving on a daily basis. Every moment we get up, we should be thankful. Every moment that we go from place to place, we should be thankful. We see our children, they're healthy, we should be thankful. We see our spouses and our partners healthy, we should be thankful. We have jobs that we can wake up in the mornings, get dressed, and go to. We should be thankful. Yes, we have lunch. We should be thankful. So much to give God thanks for. And I just stopped here for a minute, for a moment, as we would say, to remind you to just embrace the moment you have, good or bad, happy or sad. Because there's one thing we do know. Once this moment is gone, it won't come back. It will never come back. As I'm sitting here, I'm reminded about Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8. That's my favorite Bible verse. My favorite. I love the Bible, but some verses sit with you a lot longer than others. And Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8 is one of those that has sat with me since I was about 10 years old. I learned it in primary school in Jamaica, and I left primary school at the age of 12, and I never forgot it. Never forgot it. And I have carried it through the years. I'm 53, so it's been a long time. I have carried it through the years, and I want to share it with you today. I want you to embrace it, embody it. I know the Bible talks about giving thanks in all things, right? And Philippians 4, I know it by heart, but I'm just going to read it for the sake of reading it from the Bible. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. And verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." It's the King James Version, so you know it's going to have its different English, right? "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on these things. I'm going to jump back to verse 6, which says, "Be careful for nothing, nothing. Nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Yes. And so the Bible is reminding us that don't be so caught up and worried about what tomorrow may bring. Don't be even so caught up about what the next hour may bring. God has it all worked out, and He wants you to come to Him in the spirit of thanksgiving, with praise and worship on your hearts, your attitude. Yes, remember, is a reflection of your gratitude. What are you grateful for? He wants you to come to Him and embody praise and spew out thanksgiving daily. Bring your cares to Him. Bring your worries to Him. Bring your concerns to Him. Because in verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, when all is said and done, whatsoever things are true." And this is all pointing us back to the Bible. What is God's words spoke? What has He spoken over your life? His promises. Whatsoever things are honest. Honest. God's word speaks honesty. Whatsoever things are just, God's word speaks justice to you. It's just. Whatsoever things are pure, the pure things, not the unhealthy things, not the unrighteous things, the pure things. Come on. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things give you that good feeling in your spirit that makes you want to rejoice instead of making you want to feel depressed and downhearted and distressed and discouraged. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. I placed the "I" in there. That's not in the Bible. Whatsoever things are of good report. That's what you should be thinking on. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. hold these verses with you during this Thanksgiving season. You may have families who are struggling, families you have to attend to, and you just may feel a little bit overwhelmed. Read Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8, right? Paul wrote it, and it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Not sometimes, not when you're happy, not only when you're sad, not when you have money in the bank, not when you don't know where the money is coming from. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And it says, "And again, I say rejoice." So if you didn't hear what I said a minute ago, if you didn't hear what I said the first time, let me repeat it again. Again, I say rejoice. Share your testimonies. Tell of the goodness of God. Remind somebody or tell somebody what God has done for you, how he has brought you over, how he has been your Jehovah Jireh. He has provided for you, how he has healed all of your diseases. And embrace this Thanksgiving season, because the truth of the matter is, next Thanksgiving is not promised. Day to day. We live moment by moment, day by day. Embrace the ones that life brings your way. Good or bad, happy or sad, walk in the moments that you are afforded. Be thankful every day. Find an opportunity to share the attitude of thankfulness, right? If it's extending a hand to someone, extending a meal to someone, excuse me, if it's extending a word of encouragement, a word of hope. Be someone's light. Be someone's joy. Be someone's peace. Let us be the hands and feet of God and God alone. Let us look to him in all things. Let us look to God for everything. Let him keep your heart and mind through his Son, Christ Jesus. May the peace of God be with you. The peace of God surround you. May the peace of God abide with you. May it tarry with you. Tarry in your presence all the days of your life. And whatever you do, don't forget. Give God thanks. Be grateful. Be a brother. Be a sister. Not only to your immediate family, but extend love to those on the outside. Remind someone that they matter. Remind someone that there's someone out there thinking about them. There's someone out there praying for them. There's someone out there lifting them up before our Father who art in heaven. So may the peace of God go with you on this Thanksgiving holiday. May the peace of God bring you to where you have to go and bring you safely back home. And when you gather with your loved ones and your family, may you have fun, food, and fellowship. And may you begin to embrace the real meaning of the season, an attitude of gratitude. Just give God thanks for what he is doing in your midst, what he has done for you, what he is doing for you right now, and what he will do for you in the future, because he is faithful, that promise. So stand on the promises of God. Stand on his word. Stand believing that he will never fail. And whatever he has promised you, he will bring to pass. He will bring it to pass in your life, because no word of his shall return unto him void. But it will accomplish that which he has sent it forth to do. And God is still working on you. He's still working on me to become what he has built you to become, what he has made you to become. So walk in the fullness of God's love for you in this Thanksgiving season. And if you know someone who is going through, please extend a hand, share a meal, share a conversation, share a prayer, share a thought. Let us all be our brother's keepers in this Thanksgiving season. And may God bless you. May God keep you. May God cause his light to shine upon you. And may God be gracious unto you and grant you the peace that only God can give. That only God can give. Last Saturday, we had just a moment in prayer. And I want to say a big thank you for the ones who showed up, where we just shared the word of God and we just prayed. We had a beautiful time. We spent almost an hour in just a moment in prayer, and I'm already looking forward to the next moment in prayer in December. Yes, remember we gather last Saturday, or the fourth Saturday, I should say. I'm sorry, because some months have five Saturdays. So it's a fourth Saturday of every month where we pause, we gather for just a moment, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We gather on Zoom, yes, to pray. And as the time draws closer, we will send out the announcement via Facebook, that's your issue announcement, as well as on our website, justamoment.life or seanngraham.net. We pause, we come together, we just pray. We fellowship 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom every month. And we will share the details starting in December. So thank you for the ones who were there with me. We prayed together. We fellowship. This is the last episode in November. December is right around the corner. It's the Christmas is almost here. And I know a lot of people will be traveling again to be with their families and their loved ones. But I love the Christmas season, and not only for the music, but just to remember that God sent his only son. Yes, to be born so we can be redeemed from our sins and we can be brought back into the family. So we're looking forward to the Christmas season and the month of December as well. I hope you are too. Now, if you have not yet subscribed to the Just a Moment podcast, I'm inviting you to go ahead and subscribe and hit that notification bell while you are there, so that you can be notified once the new episodes are available. And we have a new episode that is available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can get it wherever podcasts are available. You will see the video on YouTube, but you can listen on RSS.com. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Audible, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music, wherever podcasts are available. Please, I'm inviting you to check out the Just a Moment podcast. Again, a new episode is available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out. I'm also going to ask that you share the episodes. Share them with somebody who is just needing an encouragement, a reminder. Yes, that they matter. Because my prayer is whatever is shared in this space speaks to something on the inside of you. I pray that it motivates you to move. I pray that you're encouraged, and I pray that you're reminded that God loves you, that you matter. You matter. No moment is wasted by the master. No moments. If God created you, just know that God loves you. And I would also appreciate if you would just share a comment with me, share your thoughts, because I would love to chit-chat with you as well. If you don't know by now, I love to run my mouth. I say I'm an introvert and an extrovert all at one. If you see me outside, I might be looking quiet, but if you engage me, you will see that I genuinely love to talk. So I would love to chit chat with you. So share your thoughts and comments, because I will respond. So we'll meet again next week. Yes, same place, same time, right here on the Just a Moment podcast. In parting, I will tell you, remember, moments that are gone do not come back. They cannot be retrieved. They cannot be recaptured. So make the best of your moment. Take a hold of your moments. I'm taking the hold of mine. Yes. Take a hold of the moments that life sends your way, that God has afforded. And I don't want you to forget, put God first in all that you do. Whatever you do, put God at the forefront and be good to yourself. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to whom God has called you and created you to be and to become, and to be true to whom you are becoming. I am Shawn N. Graham, host of the Just a Moment podcast. I will see you next week, same place, same time, right here on the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect.